Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tuesdays at this time, we check in with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg, and we open up a genius bar. That's what we call our question and answer sessions with Scott. And we get a lot of emails and texts for you, Scott. I know you get a lot of questions. And today we're going to talk about some of those inquiries that you get, the ones you hear most often. And I can already sense there's going to be a lot of helpful information here today.
Morning, Bob. Yeah, I hope so. There's a mix of questions about mobile devices and computers, and I'm sure we've touched on a few of these before, but it never hurts to refresh our memory.
Right. All right, let's get started. First, let's talk about backing up your computer.
Yeah. The question I often get is, what is the best way to back up my computer? And I tell people there are two main ways to do this, and it really comes down to your level of comfort. The first is you can use an external hard drive, and that means you want to buy a reliable one, something that's high capacity and something that comes from a reputable brand. If you read the reviews on websites like Wirecutter or even those Amazon reviews, they can be really helpful when researching. And modern computers have built-in backup tools. So you can set things up to make this whole process pretty automated, which I think is nice. And if you don't want a physical hard drive, that's okay. You can use a cloud storage like iCloud or Google Drive, or there's Dropbox or OneDrive. And you can use these to sync important files automatically. Just as you would select a drive size on an external drive, you want to make sure that you have enough room for your cloud storage to hold what you have. So it's important that you buy that from the very beginning. And I would say when it comes to backing up, this isn't a place to save money. You just don't want to run out of space.
Yeah, although you still could run out of space, and then you would have to adjust, wouldn't you?
And that's very, very true. And for an external drive, that would mean buying an additional drive. And I would simply, right now, recommend buying the biggest one you can based on your needs. Now, for cloud services, if it ends up being a few bucks for a few extra gigabytes, I would spend the extra buck up front if possible. The good thing is, as storage needs evolve, that is, files get larger, storage plans and drive sizes often get larger, too.
And when it comes to external drives, I assume you need to make sure they're in good physical operating shape, don't you?
That, Bob, is the one thing about external drives. They still have moving parts, and they can break like anything else. And that's why some people like those cloud services better, because it's really out of sight and out of mind. You just have to make sure that you do the backups. But if external drives are your thing, just be sure to look them over every once in a while to make sure everything is working the way that it should.
All right, next question, and this one I'm pretty sure we've asked you once or twice. What should I do if my phone is running slowly?
Well, that's a great question. Whatever you do, don't get mad. This is one of those things that really frustrates people, and what I want people to know is there's usually some reason why your phone is running slowly. So start with the most useful piece of advice, and that is restart your phone. Start with a simple reboot, turn the phone off, turn it back on. What this does is it can clear temporary files and refresh the system. Then you want to make sure your software is updated. You want to do that anyway. It may seem unrelated between software and speed, but updates to software update your overall device. And an updated device is the device that's most likely to run the smoothest. So when you ensure your phone's operating system is up to date, you want to check your updates and settings. That's making your phone better. And then you also, by extension, want to update your apps via the App Store if you're using an iPhone, or the Google Play Store if you're using Android.
Is there such a thing as having too many apps?
That's also a great question. When it comes to being organized, yes. On the tech side, probably. So it's a good practice to uninstall unnecessary apps. I mean, are there apps that you haven't opened in the past 3 months? If so, I would consider deleting them because you're probably not going to use them. And remember, if you've purchased these apps and you decide someday, 6 months later, you need them down the road, you can re-download them and you won't have to pay for them again.
And what if you end up going through all these steps and it's still slow?
Well, if that happens, your last resort in that case is a factory reset, which means you're restoring the phone to what it was when it came out of the box. Now, at that point, assuming you've correctly backed up everything before, hopefully in an automated fashion, you'll be able to re-download everything from the cloud and start over, which is a reason why people tend to like cloud backups. Of course, if there's something in that backup that's actually causing the problem, then there's potentially more to what happens after the factory reset. And remember, this really is a last resort, but if you need to do it, just remember, back up your data before or make sure it's backed up even if it's supposed to be an automated process. And honestly, I tell people this all the time. If it's an iPhone and you live near an Apple store, you can go in and ask for help. People sometimes prefer that, and I certainly understand why.
When you close your apps, you do that move where you're shutting down apps so they're not all running all the time. Does that do anything to make your phone faster, or is that just to save the battery, or does that do anything?
It doesn't do anything anymore. It used to. Long time ago, when the way memory worked on a phone, it mattered when you had more apps open. Now, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. And actually, phone companies are telling people not to close their apps.
Wow. Yeah. Learn something every day with Scott Kleinberg. We're answering Genius Bar questions with Scott Kleinberg this morning, and this one seems to bridge the gap between mobile and home, addressing internet issues. Scott?
Yeah. Specifically, the question often is, how do I troubleshoot and fix common internet connectivity issues? And I always say, first, look at the hardware in your home. Are the cables going into your modem tight? Are they damaged for some reason? Assuming that everything looks good, restart your router and modem. So just unplug, wait 30 seconds, and plug it back in. This resets the Wi-Fi, so then check your device and make sure you're connected to the proper network once the reboot is complete.
Should you start with restarting the modem, or should you restart the device first?
That's a great question. I would start with the device and see what happens. You know, IT professionals around the world are fond of telling us that 99% of issues can be solved with a reboot. Mm-hmm. Between us, I think that's a made-up stat, but rebooting for a minute or two is certainly worth doing. And if you don't see a difference when you do, that's when I think you want to restart the modem. And also remember that what's happening to you at that point might be happening to others. And by that, I mean there could be an outage nearby. So you want to check with your internet service provider or check their website to see if an outage has been reported in your area. And if that's the case, then you kind of just need to be patient. Or if you have access to a mobile hotspot from your phone carrier, you might be able to use that while you're waiting for your primary internet to come back up.
That reminds me, the advice used to be that every now and then you should turn your phone off completely and then restart it. Do you still do that? Do you need to do that?
Yeah, well, you don't necessarily need to, but it never hurts. I always describe what you're talking about like a drain in a sink that gets clogged. Sometimes just doing a little bit of maintenance will make the flow go down faster. Same thing kind of happens when you reboot a device.
All right, and one more that I know is something we always want to talk about, blocking unwanted calls and texts. I think of all the emails and texts we get for you, Scott, that topic comes up more than anything else.
And I'm not surprised because I hear it so often too. And honestly, Bob, there is something therapeutic about hitting the block button. And it seems we're doing it more than ever. So to do it, start by using your phone's built-in features. If you have an iPhone, you can go to Settings, Phone, Block Contacts, and you can add numbers. On an Android device, you can go to Settings, Call Blocking, or Block Numbers. And on Android, it varies by device, but they have similar features. You can also look into carrier services, which means contact your carrier. Some of them offer text and call blocking services. So you can see if your carrier provides that kind of protection. And if so, you can enable it.
And what about apps that say they will block stuff?
It's a tough question. There's many of them out there. I have honestly never had luck with them. I don't think they do that much more than the built-in tools. So that's really why I don't use them. But if you find a reason where something is really working for you and it's a good fit, then I think that's fine to do.
And I know you have one final suggestion for us that we often overlook, right?
Yeah. It's just one of those that can be so obvious. And that is, if you're having an issue, whatever your issue is, Google it and see what information is available. And the reason why I tell people to Google things is because if enough people are talking about a particular topic, it may be readily findable online, and you'll just get an instant answer. Now, you may not find your answer there, but just knowing that you might, to me, it's worth it.
When in doubt, Google it, huh?
When in doubt, Google it, exactly.
On our text line, this is a good question, and I've wondered about this too. Somebody asking about apps being added every time there is a an update. Does that happen to everybody? It seems like you update your phone, and there's maybe an overnight update, and then all of a sudden you have new apps?
Well, there's two reasons why that can happen. One, if you have a setting that automatically says download apps in the background, download new versions of apps, I have this setting on my iPhone and it's turned off. That way, that won't happen, because then you just have all these apps everywhere. But if you do a system update and the provider like Apple or Google launches a new app, it will appear on your phone. That happened recently on Apple. They released a thing called Freeform, which is something where you can draw diagrams and do things. And everybody updated their software overnight, and the next morning, this new app was on there, and everybody was like, what is this? And that's what that is. So it's one of two things that can cause that, depending on the scenario.
Got it. This would be a good time for us to remind our listeners that you can get a question to Scott by emailing us, bobshow@wgnradio.com, or texting us, same as the phone number here, 312-981-7200. And Scott, anybody can get to you directly, right?
Yeah. I have a Gmail that I use. It's digitalstrategy101@gmail.com. Digitalstrategy101@gmail.com. Sometimes I get a lot of questions and I get backed up and I get busy, so it can be a little bit hard for me to get back to you in a quick amount of time. But that's another way as well.
Scott Kleinberg, and I hope you enjoy your fourth, Scott. Thank you very much.
You too, Bob. Thank you.